The Traveler's Journal, October 22nd. Enjoying a 1,000-pound marlin and a ton of privacy. When it comes to exclusive getaways, Lizard Island is about as good as it gets. Although the name of this pristine 2,500-acre preserve in the heart of Australia's Great Barrier Reef discourages casual visitors, Lizard Island lures a steady stream of the world's rich and famous. Captain James Cook discovered the Granite Island in 1770, naming it after its population of huge but exceedingly shy monitor lizards. According to one account, the venerable captain climbed one of the island's 1,200-foot-high hills to see if he could spot an exit through the reef. The proximity of the world's largest coral reef makes for great diving year-round. Since Lizard Island is the only place inside the Great Barrier Reef where fishing's permitted, the angling is also great. Local waters teem with hundreds of species of marine life, including 15-foot manta rays, 150-year-old giant clams, and 100-pound cod. September through December is peak black marlin season, although any fish under 1,000 pounds must be tagged and released. There's no shortage of activity for those who neither dive nor fish. Superb photographic opportunities abound, as do aquatic activities such as water skiing and sightseeing in glass-bottom boats. High quality, low-key privacy, and 23 perfect crescent beaches are Lizard Island's primary attractions. A national park lodge and its 36 bungalows offer the only accommodations, greatly limiting the guest list. Reservations are in such demand, most are made years in advance. Tomorrow, another very different Australian island. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.